Gentlemen, let's go back to the order of business regarding waiving penalties and interest. Christy? James? Well, Sheila was here earlier. She listed...
You wrote on the back of somebody's...
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. I thought I put it on the back of one of my sheets.
I thought you did, too.
Okay, there they are. All right, we have three separate... items, if I'm not mistaken. As soon as I get them separated here, there we go. Start with Turtle Creek.
Two of those were presented by the collector, and I'm not as familiar with them. So the
penalties and penalties and interest. One is listed as Turtle Creek, and the name at the bottom that was submitted by was Michael Pinkley.
Yes. Do you guys happen to have in your hand this printout that the clerk furnished everybody?
Let me ask you about this. Turtle Creek?
That's regarding Turtle Creek, and that's an ongoing gathering of information. But I believe if you read the bottom line of this, it might be explained more properly. This is Neely sent out. It's a statute. Gives all these excuses here, but read part number 3 of the statute. I know you guys don't like me to read statutes, that's why I'm doing it this way this morning.
My question is this something that should be, we should pay or not, or waive or not waive?
According to the bottom line on that, you wouldn't be waiving it. Because it was not paid by December 31st.
And even though we had reached December 31st yet.
last year. This is for last year.
On 11/29/11, the assessor's request for abatement was approved by the commission. The abatement was for reduction when assessed value due to an error of over-assessing one building was under restriction. On 11/30/11, I tried to pay.
Now he's talking about last year's taxes. He's not talking about this year's taxes.
Sir.
And you read the one section 3 right below the yellow.
Talk does this question or does this commission have the ability to waive penalties and interest?
But do we have the ability? Yes, we do. But if the taxpayer hadn't met, we had opinions delivered to us or repetitive times on the same issue.
Did we make a decision?
We have made decisions on it before.
On this property?
Not on this property.
My question specifically is, has this one been in front of us? And did we make a decision? The reason I ask is he uses my name, so obviously I was involved here somehow.
It was the BOE made a decision to abate the property.
For 2011?
For 2010.
Okay.
The taxes had never been paid in 2010. The taxes are trying to be paid that he's referencing here for 2010. 2011 has been corrected through the approval of that abatement.
Is this for taxes or for penalty and interest?
Penalties and interest.
Penalty and interest.
So he paid the taxes?
Hadn't paid anything yet. He still...
He's just not wanting to pay the penalties and interest.
Right.
He will pay the taxes?
Right.
Down to the abated amount? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I don't know. This is a collector deal. I don't know what I'm doing.
The reason I ask that, James, is this. In the document that you gave me, that I understand what subsection 3 says, if the county commission or governing body of the county approves the refund,
right,
then such penalties, interest, or taxes shall be refunded as provided in subsection 6 of 139.031. We shall approve or disapprove the taxpayer's written request within 30 days of receiving said request.
But you also said it shall refund. There is no refund involved because taxes have never been paid.
I think we're waiving is what I'm hearing is that we just need to waive the penalties and there'll be no refund issue.
The bill was corrected and approved by the commission on November 29, 2011.
Right.
That's when we got the corrected bill.
Are the penalties and interest that he's trying to waive for the entire bill or only for that portion that was not abated or was abated?
The portion that's not.
Okay.
So penalties and interest is considerably more than this?
This is a corrected bill.
Fees and interest, $10,137.71. I think that's the figure.
That's the number on this list, right?
That's the corrected statement. I just printed it. And it was corrected on November 29, 2011.
What Mr. Houseman's question, I think, is, shouldn't there still be penalties and interest, but just on the corrected amount, if you waive it?
Yeah, that's on the corrected amount. Do I understand that right?
Well, he's wanting rid of the $10,000 the way I'm reading his.
That's what his appeal is, not pay.
Penalties and interest.
Penalties and interest in the amount that you have on the bill.
Yeah, that's the whole, the statute is for the penalties and interest that are due. The 52-240 is for ask for relief of penalties and interest. And that would just be for what's that's the only time that penalties and interest are, you know, be asked to be relieved is if it's something that they...
My point is, if penalties and interest are $20,000, and we abate it, I'm just making these figures up, and we abate the property value down to where penalties and interest on that portion alone that was incorrect would have been half of it, $10,000, wouldn't he still owe an amount of penalties and interest on the unpaid amount?
The normal abatement process takes care of that, of what, you know, you're addressing. The normal abatement process takes care of if what you abate down, they get penalties and interest back. What this statute that came into being, that when it's a county error, to allow the customer not be held that made it impossible, or not impossible, in practice for him to pay his statement, that the county commission had the authority to waive the penalties and interest on the amount that was due if it's a county error. I told him that if he would have came to me at that time, he said that Mr. Strahan told him not to pay the bill, that he would get it corrected, and then they had a problem getting the data that he need present to him to correct.
And those statements are not correct.
I'm sorry. That's what he said. What's wrong on him?
I did never have told a taxpayer not to pay their bill. I get quoted of that many times. I have never told a taxpayer not to pay their bill.
Well, I told him that if you would came to me, I would have had you pay it under protest, mm-hmm. and then it would have been, would went before the state and solved, because I believe it was a new construction, right, James?
Right, and there's not a county error on the process. The BOE made a decision. That's to say the same as every BOE decision. For some BOE is errors, but it is not.
I appreciate you picking this first one, too.
Well, yeah, it's a tough one.
I think the county error is...
This is the easy one.
Okay. Well, we had the same error on his 2011. You guys heard them just the other day and got him corrected, and I'll mail him out the new bills on it, where the buildings are on the...
But there wouldn't have been any penalties and interest on
it. No, you guys corrected it, and we mailed them out, and because it was heard...
Okay.
Is that not correct, James?
James, do you think the man owes penalties and interest?
I think he owes a penalty and so on the corrected amount.
What would that be?
I don't have a clue. I'm not the collector.
It's what you have right there, sir.
Well, he says he don't owe the $10,000, Sheila, is what the question is. The taxpayer is saying he don't owe the $10,000 penalty and interest. No.
Wasn't the question statement was the corrected amount? That he owes the penalties and interest on the corrected amount. Is that not what you said?
They just read.
That's what I was asking.
That is the corrected amount. That's the statement after the abatement has been done. So that's the corrected amount.
Okay. This amount includes penalties and interest of $10,000.
Yes.
So if we approve what's here in front of us today, is this $10,000 still owed?
No. If you approve what's in front of you, then he owes this right there.
Right.
If you approve what you would be waiving.
My question was, I don't want to waive the penalties and interest that he would owe on the corrected amount.
Well,
but I would be willing to waive the penalties and interest on the amount that he didn't owe. Right. Does that make sense?
There's no penalties and interest owed on anything else.
So that's been abated.
Yeah.
When we do an abatement and we decrease it by that amount, it decreases the penalties and interest. The
penalty essentially is charged on the assessed value that he owes at that time after the abatement.
Let me restate what I was asking. At the end of the year, when all said and done, is he going to be paying any penalties and interest if we approve this?
If we approve to waive the fees, he would pay
only the property
tax. Just the property value.
And none of the penalties and interest on taxes that he hadn't even paid in 2010.
And subsection 3 is just thrown out of the tax statute.
Sheila, in your understanding, he didn't pay it because he felt like he was overvalued. Is that what the position is? I mean, he just flat didn't pay anything because he thought the value was too high. And it wasn't completed by January 1st, something like that also in there too, right?
Half of the building was submitted as being opened by the city. The city never done this before, issuing a half partial occupancy. My guys was out there seeing people living in the building. And put the building on.
Okay.
Then Turtle Creek then went and gathered up a planning and zoning person that had already left the city, had to get information from them and get testimony from them. This was in March, April, and May, to gather up information to prove this point that half of the city had given occupancy for half of the building,
okay.
Which they had never done before and was explained to me. In the process, it started out, he wanted the whole building off, and then I said, but people was living there. My guys did you the same way as they would anyone. And that's the whole story. And it took him forever to run this planning and zoning administrator down and write an affidavit that, yes, this is the way the city proceeded, and it never proceeded that way before.
What was the amount of the valuation that was abated off?
Half.
half?
It was exactly half.
Do we have the discretion to waive half penalties and interest on this?
Well, I guess we have the discretion to do anything we want on the penalties and interest as a commission.
Or you can waive just the penalties and charge the interest. The penalty goes to the county. The interest goes to the applicable subdivisions. When it goes, I've got 72 parcels I just received from receivership, and they, the bankrupt, the law that they will come under is they'll pay the interest but not the penalties. Just throwing that out.
What's the difference between the two money-wise?
70% is the penalty amount.
70?
Seven. And the interest would be 18.
And
out of this figure, 7% of that would be the penalties, and 18 is prorated for these when it's divided and paid out.
So the penalties would end up going to the school, health, handicap?
The interest would.
The interest
the
would.
The penalty goes to...
Okay, the interest would.
2% to the county, 2% collect the tax main, and 3% to CERT.
Guys, it looks like we got different options. We can do nothing. We can approve it. We can approve it partially.
Well, the way I understand it, the process has already taken place down to this point. There's already been an abatement wrote, according to Christie,
yes,
that lowered his taxes for 2011 and 2010. So the process is that the adjustment has already been made.
For the valuation of the property. Right. For the taxes that are owed.
The taxes that are owed and the penalties and interest. The adjustment has already been made in this part of the penalties and interest he's not wanting to pay. Am I wrong about that?
No, there's been no adjustment made in the penalties and interest. Only in the taxes.
No adjustment made in the penalties and interest.
Is that wrong,
Chris? Yeah, $8 amount?
Yeah, it'll decrease.
It's a formula.
Right.
It already went down. Is that the way you said, Jim?
Yeah. Oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah, when the abatement cut the valuation, or BOE cut it in half,
right,
basically the interest and penalties got cut in half.
Yeah, sure they did. And that was the part that we decided, right, as the BOE, that he didn't know.
We can wait. You said interest goes to the subdivisions, is that right?
Interest goes to the
okay.
subdivisions.
I'm going to take it.
Let's wait just a second, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to get it clear in my mind. So, obviously, the penalties and interest would have been much higher than if the property was double in valuation. Okay.
Right, because then it would have been the 7% of the higher valuation total taxes, and it would have been the 18% of the higher valuation taxes.
And probably, no.
And does the taxpayer, does he know that? I'm assuming that, yes, he does, that he would have been paying more penalties and interest than what is showing here that's owed against the property.
Sheila's dealt
taxes
with him more. I don't.
Well, his letter says $10,000, so he obviously knew what the old bill was, probably.
And it was figured to me, and I figured he wanted to pay what was coming before you guys after the assessed value had been given to him by the assessor, and he wanted to go ahead and give me a check for it to pay it, and I figured what it would be if that assessed value was agreed upon. And I told him I couldn't take the check for that because I had to put penalties and interest on it. And he didn't think that he should have penalties and interest on it because he'd been waiting all that time for the bill to be corrected.
There's a story.
I read it upstairs. I've got a copy of all this stuff upstairs.
Sorry.
And I understand. The thing that wasn't clear to me when I read this was exactly what Christie just got through verifying, is that the amount that was taken care of, which was half of it, has already, that process has already taken place.
I think the question ultimately is, in 2010, when he wanted to pay his taxes, was it still a county error? And did we take all that extra time to fix it? And that's why he didn't get it paid, because he would have had to pay the penalties and interest?
Because it states right.
That's what the penalties and interest is waiving, is if the county erred.
That's his misunderstanding, because everyone in all the opinions that we have received states that the taxpayer is responsible for paying his taxes.
Right.
And he can pay it under protest, or he can pay it in different ways, and that's I'm not understanding what the problem is.
If we look at the date on this statute that this is coming under, it was implemented because of county errors. It was implemented because customers were when the county made an error that helped them. It actually began when a piece of property went to a tax sale, and it cost the taxpayer like $900 out of his pocket due to a county error. And then it went on from there to be filed. And some counties at that time, we were told, take care of their customer on the county errors. They just, the commission took care of it. Taney County felt, because there wasn't a statute, I'm just giving you a little history here, that they didn't have the authority at that time. Our legal opinion said that from our counsel at that time. This taxpayer at that time went on from Lee Summit, went on to the legislation, and then I was approached and they said, hey, I didn't even know it was had went on to their legislator. And they said, this is because of Taney County. That, and he's, anyway, he gave me the little, at the legislative meeting, you know, kind of shared it with me. And I was kind of surprised, you know, they went on, but that's exactly what happened. So they printed on the legislation, passed the statute allowing that when the count, when it's a county error, and I mailed you guys that statute, that when it's a county error, that the customer not be held responsible for the, and that's a little bit of history of it and how it came about.
Absolutely correct, as she quoted, but has nothing to do with this case. Turtle Creek received a tax bill in 2010 and refused to pay it. The other person did not receive a tax bill, is how that situation occurred. So there are two different situations. He had his tax bill in hand in 2010 and decided it was wrong.
I hear you, but that's not what he's saying.
I know.
He's saying he did not get a tax bill.
Ask the collector if he received a tax bill in 2010.
He said he got the tax bill according to the assessor, and things, whatever they said, and that he was going to get corrected. And
what this says he said was that Emerald Point paid it in 2009.
Oh, that's a different one, Ron.
That's We're a different one? Different,
you got Emerald Point?
Yeah, that's the next one, right?
Yeah, that's the next one. I'm sorry. That's an
this
excellent.
Is Emerald Point. It's not Turtle Creek.
Turtle, apologies. Turtle Creek. That's the easy one, right?
Yeah, that's the easy
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you're working on the easy one.
You can't come back here. Jailer barred for 2 days.
There's a difference in the word error and the way it's written in the statutes. It's a county errors. But Turtle Creek had the tax bill in hand. It didn't like you. We made an error and not got him a tax bill, sent it to the wrong place, and all this stuff, and he went into the process of gathering his information.
Unless you want to do something else.
Gentlemen, the County Commission ruled this on another taxpayer because it was mailed from a bank's mail drop instead of the post office, and he didn't know that the mail pickup. You remember that one, Danny? He mailed it from the Branson Bank's post office inside the thing.
Guys, what do you want to do?
I'm leaning toward making him pay interest only.
Well, I'm confused on why it's before us in the first place, because I think the adjustment has already been made. I can't, you're going to have to tell me why that we should consider it because the adjustment on the abatement on taxes owed has already been made. And that adjustment was half of what he owed. So I'm having trouble seeing where he doesn't owe this if it's half as much as what it would have previously been before the abatement.
Here's what I believe. I believe that he owes it, but I believe he's saying that since he couldn't pay it because the abatement hadn't been made yet to correct the valuation, that he shouldn't have to pay any penalties and interest. But regardless,
Ron,
he owes it, but it's before us as to whether or not to waive the penalties and interest for it.
Let me ask you this question. Why would you have the ability to pay under protest if that be the case? When if I owed taxes and I owed penalties and interest and I wrote and thought there was any question that I was going to bring it before this county commission or any other authoritative body that could make the correction, why would I not pay it under protest?
I don't think you were catching what I was saying. I wasn't arguing for him. I was just saying this is what I think he thinks.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know that. I'm a little confused about it. If the adjustment, if we did the proper thing, in which we did, I'm assuming we did. We took and lowered this thing in half, and the adjustment made through the abatement process. Then I can't see that we haven't already done the process.
Then make a motion. I mean, I don't agree, but make a motion. I think you've got your two votes, and we can go on. So, I mean, and that's fine. If you've got the two votes, it's the majority. We need to go on.
Well, if we don't and there's no decision, he still owes it, correct?
I don't know the answer to that question. I would think that it's before us to make a decision.
I hear you.
So it's either we agree or we don't agree to his appeal.
I'm going to make a motion to deny based upon the fact that I think the adjustment has already been made.
Second, discussion. All in favor say.
The discussion is, if it hasn't been, I want to know why I feel the way that I do. I want to know why. That if the adjustment hadn't been made, I want to know why. That's
help me discussion. Help me so that I understand. Your comment is the adjustment's already been made. The amount of interest and penalty has been lowered to agree with that amount of taxes that are owed, and that there are no interest and penalties that are being applied to the taxes that were abated.
Right.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries 2-1. Next, Emerald Point. Is that this one?
I don't know.
No. It's not the Smith, the Gregory Smith.
It's what?
Not the Gregory Smith, but the...
Okay, here's Smith. This is Smith.
Here. This is Emerald Point. There you
are. Is this controversial?
I don't even know about the Emerald Point.
Christine, you want to talk about it? No?
That's one that was presented by the collector.
Well, would I like to have her present it if she's got time?
This says John Davis.
I've read that, yeah.
Okay. Here, have you read this, James?
No.
Sheila, can you give us a brief overview of the Emerald Point
one?
Lona brought that to me.
all the delinquent notices went to Emerald Point. The tax bill went to Emerald Point. So they all just missed the deed, the transfer of it. And so the bill went to Emerald Point, and they just did moving with it, didn't call us, didn't. And it was it 2010?
2009.
No, 10, I think.
Emerald Point paid the taxes in 2009, which I'm assuming is their association. But then Mr. Davis did not receive a tax bill in 2010, so I'm assuming the association forgot about Mr. Davis. They okay. do that quite often, you know. You usually forget about your association members when taxes are due, since they give it to him the year before, even though we did have a bad transfer on. So you guys do whatever you want to do.
I do know there is an opinion on this, so I should probably share it with you.
Yeah.
There is a request that we treat everybody equitably, and the understanding is that this is an older gentleman, and so that's why we were overlooking the fact that when he didn't receive a tax bill, he didn't pay it. But very often in the past, if somebody has missed a tax bill, it's still their responsibility, and we have not given them that benefit.
He's not debating paying his taxes. He's asking that we waive the penalties and interest. Is that right?
Right, but we have not done that for other people in the past.
Sheila?
Yes, we have. I can pull them on you.
Okay.
It has the county commission when there's no delinquent notices, no tax bill was mailed to the taxpayer.
But the request was for consistency in the future.
Okay. How much are we talking?
Christy, I'm going to direct this question to you. Did Mr. Davis come before the BOE?
It wouldn't be a BOE issue.
I know, but we had several from out there, and I was just wondering if he was one of those that come for an adjustment on or anything like that.
No.
I know you're trying to get out of here, and
she needs to go.
I wanted to ask that I went and called my sister one time I picked him up, and she said, Sheila, it's tomorrow.
Well, then there's less pressure now. Perfect. Okay.
Gentlemen, if I may, I'm the one who made the request on consistency because we have had individuals who have moved to this county from other states that did not charge a personal property tax. They have come to the county, they had not received a tax bill, were not aware that this state required personal property tax. They wanted to pay the personal property tax after they realized that they had to pay it, but they didn't want to pay interest and penalties because they were not aware that there was a personal property tax bill. So there have been instances where we have made people pay penalties and interest when they were not aware that they had a tax bill. This gentleman did buy a piece of property and should have been aware that there was a tax bill in 2010.
James, we only have one left. Is the other one easier?
It's the tough one.
The last one's the tough one?
You bet. It's the one I'm aggravated about.
Well, if we're going to have people running in here without being asked to speak and just talk, I'm all for putting these off till Thursday.
I wanted you to read that other one.
Sorry. I'll read everything.
That says.
Anybody agree?
Mr. Houseman, on the next one, it says the assessor sent the tax bill back, said they wouldn't accept it. The assessor made a mistake. The assessor is requesting this. Nothing to do with the assessor. That's how far this thing has got to. That everything wants to blame back to the assessor.
James,
to get these penalties and interest.
I understand.
You read the letter.
Is that Smith?
The Smiths.
I think they meant collector.
I think they did too, but they didn't spell the word.
That's right. I'll change the names on mine if that's okay.
I want it changed in the record.
Can we move these to Thursday?
That's fine with me. You're the
presiding. Can we move these to Thursday?
That's fine.
I would entertain that we repost these for Thursday, bring them up at that time.
Okay.
Are we going to have several more of these? Okay.
I don't know, but we're not going to have people come in and just start talking. I will stop it next time.
We can, we've got time to repost.
Is that it? Yeah, I don't think I got a copy of it, so I would appreciate that. Thank you.
We got one third done. So it looks like,
as Lou used to tell
Mr. Hausman, we have accounts payable pending. If we wanted to, if you're ready for that, if not, we need to postpone that to a definite time.
No, we're
we
ready.
Did. We postponed it till 10. Do you want to bring it up?
If you're ready.
I'm ready.
I'm going to get this one transfer I'm not going to approve. Where's that? The one that says hold.
It has two on it. You can identify just by saying the two that have been previously held.
Is there two in there? I only saw one.
There are two. Here they are. They're both, this is 147,000, this one's 89,000.
I just didn't see. R&D. For the same thing?
No, that's for patrol, and this for administrative costs.
Yeah, we'll hold that one. Okay. All right. Motion to approve accounts payable checks 327113 through 327200, warrants 5544, and transfers for paper usage, transfer for parks to road and bridge, for the K Highway and Howe Park work, transfer for the transfer station to road and bridge for coverage, not approving the two transfers that we've set aside for road and bridge for administrative costs and for sheriff patrol.
Okay, you've got the other journal entries.
And the journal entries that are submitted. And journal entries for approval. Did you see something there you didn't like?
Yeah.
On the journal entries?
On the, I've seen it on the credit card billing that you guys had on that.
Okay. These are the ones I held out. That's what was held off last
That's
week.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay, you're fine
I'm
with
fine
those.
With those.
Is there a second?
It's going to die, it sounds like.
I will. I don't know how to address some of those in the credit card bill.
Well, my...
I mean, I can't go through and individually jerk.
My comment would be that let's not approve them, and we'll go through them later today.
Well,
so
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, let me withdraw my motion, and we'll just repost it for 1:15. How's that? We're going to have a public session at 1:15 again. Before we go back into executive.
Is that all right?
That's all right with me. I want you two gentlemen to go through those and look at them.
Right.
I did.
I did too. So that's
Do you
fine.
Have an idea of what I'm talking about?
I would. No, I want to hear what you have to say. Let's. I would entertain a motion to postpone to the definite time of 1:15.
So moved.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? What have you got, Helen?
There's two warrants instead of one.
Okay. We only have one warrant list.
Was there any part of that holding you up, Helen, as far as what the checks that need to go out on any portion?
Nobody's
of
asked for any to go out early, but it's in the morning.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone the definite time 1:15. Our accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries.
Motion to go to executive pursuant 610.021.123 and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We'll be back on air at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.